If they're not for your ears, what are they for? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Q-tips were originally invented in 1923 by Leo Gerstenzang, whose wife was wrapping cotton around a toothpick to clean the baby's ears. And I hear on the news that some people still use them for that.
But it's not such a good idea. 34 kids go to the ER every day to be treated for injuries caused by the swab.
So please don't use them on your ears. It's dangerous, but also, you're wasting a tool which could be used for so many other things. Dip it in shampoo, it'll unstick a zipper. It can apply anything from eyeshadow to appliance paint. But even more than that.
But we're going to look today at just applications for a survival situation or for SHTF.
SHTF, in other words, when the stuff hits the fan. According to the Sensible Prepper YouTube channel, there are some post-apocalyptic jobs that only a Q-tip can do.
Keeping your guns cleaned, getting those spots that are very difficult to get.
You can use them to light a campfire.
Take a little bit of petroleum jelly, coat the tip. And I mean, this thing just keeps on burning. The plastic burns as well, so be careful. That can drip down on your fingers.
Yes, but still safer than putting it in your ear, although he does put it in his eye.
Take a little bit of water and put it on the Q-tip, and if you get something in your eye, especially like a gnat, you can actually pull this thing out.
In fact, I think it's safe to say that the Q-tip ear swab is the one invention that can be used for pretty much anything except what it was invented for.
I got a gnat in my eye the other day, and this worked wonders.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.